This is J-Bell, you are listening to Afrobeats and Cheers.
Hey guys, how's it going? Thank you guys for tuning into Afrobeat and Cheers. We're back again with another special one. As you guys requested, thank you guys for voting. We are currently going to be talking about Manifest's album, Hello, Medina to the World. I mean, to the universe, obviously.
Hey. Medina to the universe.
To the Riyase. Are you sure Riyase is universe?
No.
Riyase is world, though. That shit is fire. I can't. I was gonna say yes. So we are currently gonna be talking about Medina to the Universe, but before we actually talk about that album and Manifest, how are you guys doing?
Okay, for me, I think both of you are already aware that I was involved in an accident. So I'm still working from home. I've been given 6 to 7 weeks off. So life's duties. Yeah, just trying to take it easy. People say, you know, try not to gain weight. I said, yeah, that's the whole plan. So
try not to gain weight.
Yes, because when you're home, eat, sleep, that kind of schedule.
But from the look of things, it looks like you've gained weight, Kakrado.
I thought you mentioned.
I mean, listen.
Moving on. Michael. Akin,
no, listen. I was gonna say no. Listen, it's totally fine if you gain weight. We're home. Some of us are, you know, back to work and back to whatever, but. I'm glad that you're well. And if you gain weight, so fucking what? Listen, at least it's going to the right places, right?
No, mine goes straight to my stomach. But, well, that's a different situation for different day.
How about the aperture? Because, like, you...
So, Michael, you were saying, yeah, I'm doing well by the grace of God.
Amen.
Almighty God. And the anointing.
Like an aperture.
Yeah, so the anointing is working. It's doing wonders for me.
The anointing is working. We can see it. It's in your face.
Yeah,
amen.
I'll be out of my walker in like 6 weeks. So the whole of Christmas and beyond.
Yes. We'll put the enemies to shame. Drizzle.
The enemy. I didn't even mention names. So it could be Animura. So
I'll do it for you. Don't worry. Me, I like to throw shade. I'll be, you know,
since
that.
Drizzle, you have a sharp mouth. What else?
Oh, you want me to tell the Riyase that you are not Apache?
Are you cool?
Yeah, I
well done.
Maybe I'm
Moni, yo.
Anywho,
Drizzle, what's popping?
And I think much of good, you know. I've been keeping it low-key as usual, so...
You do every day, you're always low-key, but we don't know you too.
This low-key lifestyle,
Every day you are low-key. Master, be highest
money. How are you low-key if your voice is on the internet?
Michael,
let's say another punchline. Get up the name.
Get up the name.
And even my catch now.
Now, Michael, what's up with you? You good?
Yeah, I'm good, you know. Interestingly enough, we're back to this 9-to-5 bullshit, but it's all great, you know?
You know, that's almost like the center of your life lately, though.
Yeah.
No, seriously. Like, I have no life.
I think Michael's timetable is quite flexible because Michael is Monday to Friday. Mine is Monday to Saturday. And eventually, you're going to add Sunday to our timetable. And mine is 8 to 8, roughly. So when I get home, the first thing I want to do is bath and sleep.
Seriously.
Because I can't even watch anything. You can't even read. Like, everything.
You can't do anything.
Your whole life is centered on work. Like, finish probably like documents or papers to file, the stuff you have to do, like you have to meet deadlines, you have to do like 6 different tasks all at once. Sometimes I even bring work home. So
seriously,
I mean, it's sad, but that's the reality of it. Until we all get where we want to be, we'd have to tolerate or endure
the hassle as well.
All this, yes, that is so true. Like, I appreciate you actually talking about that, like the fact that we have to endure this just for a moment. Obviously, once we reach where we want to be at, like, we wouldn't have to deal with all of this. So, you know, it's just for a moment.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can dive into Manifest's album. Actually, I kid you guys not, you know what's crazy? I never actually, like, really, like, jammed to Manifest's music, because I'm more of an upbeat person. Like, I like, you know, like, I'm a piano song.
When it comes to you and I, our genre or our love or same taste in music is the same. Because Jesus was saying that both you and I, we aren't really rap, like, fond of rap. And I think he has a point.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
like,
that's true. You guys don't like rap.
Okay, like Michael is just pop. And then I would say for myself, I'm R&B. So.
Yeah. To get the Medina to the universe is like, wow, this is awesome. I was gonna say, who wants to actually, you know, talk about it first?
Since Drizzle is all rapping shit.
No, I'm not.
His mouth is moving yabby.
Drizzle, no, please.
His mouth is moving like
a rabbit. Put your money where your mouth is.
I'm not talking about it.
Though. Exactly. Wow. You should be like Burna Boy. Be confident in yourself.
I'm just not going
to
talk about it.
Are you seriously talking about Burna Boy when I come to talk about Manifest? Wow.
M dot.
Thank you for sharing this unsolicited information. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Michael, what do you think about
it? Actually, hold on. Did you guys see what David did with the money thing?
Yeah, he's donating it to an orphanage.
How much did he make in total though?
I can't even tell. I heard he made a lot of money.
He was still making
contribution.
The only person who I think the only Ghanaian who gave was Medical that I saw.
Who was it?
Medical MDK.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so how many guys did he call to like?
He called Stoneboy, Darko Vibes, MDK, Shatawale, and Aigbede.
No, come on, don't say Stoneboy can't contribute. Like now.
No, I'm saying he's Darko Vibes is the only one I saw.
Yeah,
sorry, MDK was the only one who contributed.
MDK has a new house.
Oh my god, am I a broker now?
Speaking of that, MDK has a new house. You guys seen
MDK? Let's see MDK.
Whatever his name is, Medical.
Medical, yeah, he has a new house, Project Island.
MDK, there's a fertilizer.
And yet.
NDK, there's a fertilizer.
Mom would be an idea.
That's MPK.
MPK
fertilizer.
Indigo.
Michael, nah. Jesus was asking you, Jesus was asking how you feel about Manifest's MTTU.
Say that one more time, I'm sorry.
Did you get that?
No.
I was asking how you feel about the album.
Oh, yeah. I did hear that, actually. I was going to say, so the album is actually really nice. I appreciate the fact that it's so crispy. I feel like I've been saying the word appreciate so much, but I don't know why. I'm in that spirit, I guess. But literally, the album is so crispy, and I love when a rap album or an album in general, it's just like the hits are back to back to back, and I can hear every single word that the artist is saying. Like, that's just the greatest thing, honestly. So with MTTU, it's just like, wow. Like, I wasn't expecting this. I actually favorited like almost like, let's say 10 songs out of the 15.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yeah, they're all slap.
Someone's got an MCM. Oh.
Not even. Ew. Cut it out.
Cut it out.
Nah. He was in New York actually for a moment, so that was actually nice. I was hoping to see him, but whatever. Back to what I appreciate about this album. Scorpio Flow is obviously a fire jam because I'm a Scorpio. I think he's a Scorpio too.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, exactly. You see, this is why the connection is just connecting.
Which one?
This your connecting line here is very see-through, but carry on.
Nah, I was gonna say, like, I really like his intro. The song literally, like, the intro dives into the whole album. Like,
yeah.
What were we gonna say? I'm
listening. The MTTT.
Yeah.
No. Go ahead. Yeah. Okay. I was only backing.
Yeah. But you know what's crazy, though? As I was listening to the songs, I kind of had a feeling of, like, is it disrespectful to say this? I don't know if it is, but I kind of had, like, a Payday, like, voice speaking to me as well. I don't know why.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, their style is kind of similar,
okay.
Like, I'm on flexy about money. No, like, they always have a message for us.
They are calm. If you listen to Payday and you listen to Manifest, you're a really, really strong person who really vibes with rap. You realize that there's just some small difference between them.
Yeah.
Because they all talk about their life.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily. They're just giving you life experiences. Things that are really going on, and then what they have been through or they are going through.
I feel like the main difference is Payday talks to us directly. Like, it's a simple life. He doesn't really try to make it sound complicated. Like, Manifest is
Manifest is more like a hand, bro,
and then a little bit of wordplay. You know,
right, his the wordplay is amazing. Very. Like, the way he uses his words.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, isn't there a name for people like that? Like, is it called like a lyricist or something like that? Like, his words are literally lyricist.
He's an amazing lyricist.
I'm like, damn, this shit is fire.
I think lyricist. Most people say lyricist, but seriously, like, I'm older than both of you, so like,
hey, you ready? I see she's older than us.
Asemni.
Yeah, Michael, sorry, we are raining on your parade. Go on.
But yeah, my favorite so far is Scorpio Flow, Clean and Pure, Weeping Clouds, Game Over, No Fears, Bob and Weave. Yeah. These are all
my sister. You came on. This is my sister. Idea. What about you?
Connection.
Exactly.
How do you guys feel about it? Please tell me, because I want to hear your side as well.
Well, I think I would agree with you and say yes. Mm. From his instruments to the drums, everything was just on point.
Yeah.
There was precision, there was accuracy, everything was just... It was a smooth transition from one song to the other.
Yeah.
And if you've heard his Nowhere Cool album, you realize that with Confusion, I just realized Confusion and then Nowhere Cool, that single on his album, it was more or less like the same vibe I was getting.
Yeah.
So for me, Confusion is like my all-time favorite. Then the one with AG Baby, Adekunle.
Oh my God.
Game Over. Like, that's his game. Point close. Like, period. That's
Wait,
it. That's,
how do you it. How do you pronounce his name again? Can you pronounce his name again, the other guy?
AG Baby.
Mention his actual name. Like, the...
No, I finished. We've closed. Yeah.
I can't pronounce his name for nothing.
I know, right? That's why I always say AG Baby. That's it. Like, that's the sweet period.
Adekunle.
Uh-huh. The Nigerian has stepped in, though. Nigerian has stepped in. Please, if they tell you that you pronounced it wrong, don't be a you. They will come for you.
My friend be going. Yes, and then like Michael said, Scorpio Flow, he made a point that he isn't a rapper, he's an ideas company. Like, that really did something to me. And then he said at the end, there's only two rappers in Africa, he and then no one in particular.
And no one, he told you.
He's just on point for me. And then Bob and Weave is upbeat. So yeah, and then the one thing I got from Bob and Weave is there are dreams to be made, so you have to chase your dreams. Okay. And Best for You is more or less like R&B, like a chill Sunday afternoon vibe. Yeah, sipping a prosecco by the pool, reading like my uncle's new book, you know, UT Small Beginnings, so, that kind of vibe.
But wait, so you know Manifest is a rapper, right?
Yes.
Did the whole album give you like a rapper vibe or?
No, there were like, you know, there were a couple of songs that gave me a little R&B. Like that was he being soft, like soft spoken or spoken word, being really calm. You can listen with headphones and fall asleep too, or like just be in your safe space and think. So yeah, because I really, really like Confusion, Bob and Weave, Best for You, Game Over, and then Clean and Pure.
Yeah, those are nice songs. Great choice. Yeah. I was gonna say, not to cut you off, Drizzle, but I was gonna say, Ajua, you really put the is it needle to the head or some needle to the hammer, whatever you call it.
Hey, you know how to do idioms. Then you come and then you really hit like, the nail real, though, in the like, head. Hey, is it the hammer?
I'm like actually surprised the fact that like the album isn't like. Oh, I know what's that mean.
Cut
like Pelly Wate. Nah, but
what did I do?
What haven't you done? What haven't you done? That's the question you should be asking yourself. I was gonna say actually, you know, you actually, Drizzle, I think you mentioned it. You said that did the album give you a rap vibe, or is it just like literally it doesn't give like, you know, the harsh rap, like, you know, derogatory, like, you know, it doesn't give you any of that stuff. So I really like this, but I'll let you go ahead and talk about it too.
Oh, you mean Ajua should continue?
No, I'm done actually.
Oh, I'm sorry, did I cut you off, Ajua?
You said you were interrupting Drizzle, so I said yeah.
Well, I feel like the structure of the album
feeling
was
like something, but go on.
Okay.
Since every time it's your feet, my boss will say you always feel like you open his eyes and say you feel like. Carry on.
I feel like the structure of the album was well put together.
Yeah.
And you know, even though Manifest is a rapper, he doesn't really come off on his on this album as like a typical rapper.
Yeah, he said it that he's not a rapper, he's an ideas company.
Yeah, I mean, he says that, but that was like a single statement.
I said, case closed.
Like, it sounds, he gives us more of the high life, you know, Afro pop vibe on the album. If you listen to Confusion, for instance, you get the whole idea.
So you are confused then?
Yeah, Confusion.
Ajua, would you stop interrupting?
She's doing it.
Right. I mean, the highlights of the album to me were, of course, Bob and Weave, Weeping Clouds.
Yeah. What do you mean, of course, Bob and Weave? What do you mean?
You all chose that, like, it's...
No, what do you mean, of course? Is there something you want to say? Hair Weave Killer is 2 Chainz. Is there something you want to add to
Relax,
the class?
I'm not having anything. I'm not adding anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so 100 Ways and Scars, those were the, like, the songs I liked on the album.
Hey, how many ways? Hey, young man.
100 or 1,000 ways, what was it?
Oh, Nim album, you are coming to make noise.
Hey,
you know, if this was Australia, they would have sacked you. Didn't you see what they did to Adele? Adele said she wasn't going to do an interview with that guy because he hadn't listened to her album.
Oh, he didn't. Oh, okay.
Hey, Manifest will sack you.
Oh, Masa Ma Andrea.
What's that?
So that's how I feel like the album gives us an Afrocentric vibe, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he moved.
Hey, that was the word of the day. Continue.
Afrocentric.
Yeah.
Afrocentric is the word of the day. Ooh, we should start doing that.
Oh,
sorry, Mike. Okay, Mike, sorry, I digress.
Well, I'm happy though. He's winning over some fans on Twitter, because if you check the trend, you'd see that people really enjoyed, like, they enjoyed the album.
Man. Yeah.
And I'm glad he's winning. So
if you enjoy it, he's one of our own supporting at Nahoy. Nigerians will always come and tell you that they'll fight, but then they'll get back together. So
I mean, it doesn't really matter if the person is one of yours.
Doggy is trending now. I never.
Manifest dropped your album and they're trending. Shut up.
It was trending for a while.
I know. Doggy is like, trending. You need to check your
Why is Doggy trending? And then crazy. So, yeah, that's it for me about MTTU.
That's nice. Thank you for.
Would you raise it?
Please, we are going for it. We are going for it. We know why.
Ice cream, no.
Fried cake. Come in, Nashi, Nashi,
Nashi. We KFC. And I'll see a thousand go flavor. So I'll see Zungo Dadaba.
I'll call you then, okay, Kenny.
You say fried cake, won't you?
Fried what?
Fried kinky, kinky. Come in, Nashi, Nashi.
Then I'm like, okay, kinky, kinky. So anyway, we are going for a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
No apologies, yeah, I'm in love. Breaking the rules, yeah, I'm in love. Bad man, don't give up, game over. No apologies, I'm in love. I know I'm up to my feelings. Day and night, now you day my thinking. I don't paint your face for my ceiling. Make I spend on you for no reason, or in my way. I wanna have you tonight. Wanna party, oh baby, let's go down. You know my loving feels right. Why you can't do me merry-go-round, yeah. Girl, I'm I'm in love. Breaking the rules, yeah, I'm in love. See, bad man, don't give up, game over. No apologies, I'm in love.
Dinner for two, a center for you. You my champion, move like a winner would do. When I'm down, you come around and big up the mood. It be play, it be joke, but send me the news. We breaking the rules, you truly amused. Color outside of the lines, a perfect hue. There's a reason and a rhyme with Dr. Seuss. Mignon bunny, I swear we'll lie he too. You know honestly, you're so quality. Fully in love, what you say, no apology. Your humanity brings sanity. You know that smile is expensive, 100 G's. I see you then I weak, gotta tell my G's. The world is yours, truly yours, do as you please. Put in two piece.
No apologies, yeah, I'm in love. Breaking the rules, yeah, I'm in love. Bad man, don't give up, game over. No apologies, I'm in love.
Is it a heart you didn't need? I'm a donor.
I'm a donor.
Last level where we reach, game over.
Game over.
So in sync, Harley Quinn to my Joker.
Harley Quinn to my Joker.
You already ready, know that. Breaker, breaker, 1-2 with the brick rules. Ain't nothing where I can do in a Drake mood. So far gonna be the soundtrack we relate to. Can't have my kick and eat it, so I will be.
Welcome back, guys. Thank you. We just took a short break. We're back. And we're gonna dive right back into it. So basically, how are you guys feeling when it comes to rating with this album? Drizzle, I want you to start since you were the last person to actually like.
Ha ha ha, I laugh.
What would you give? I'm laughing in capitalizes.
I feel like for Manifest,
your feelings are all over the place.
My feelings are all over the place, literally. I'll give Manifest a 7.5.
Yay.
Not to say the album wasn't a good one, but I'm waiting eagerly on the next one to see like if he's really there, you know, as a rapper, and then giving us this kind of, you know, Afrocentric vibe, like drums, you know, trying to project himself as an African, you know, talking real life African stories and all of that. I want to see what it will be like on the next project. Then I tell, like, yeah, Manifest, we drew Ankasa. Because I feel like he's got so much potential, so I'm waiting on his next album.
Okay, fair rating. I think that's a valid point that you make. Good one there. Ajwa, how you feeling about it? What's your
score? The user you are trying to reach is no longer connected.
That's it.
The user you are trying to reach is no longer connected. But anyways... I think for my rating, I'll give him a 7 out of 10. Because I'm still trying to figure out Manifest. I don't know if that makes sense or that is clear enough. I mean, I know Manifest.
Yeah, I know.
I know Manifest, but I don't know him so well as to say, okay, because I've heard, like, Manewa with King Promise. That was the only time he became, you know, like, Manifest for me. But aside that, he hasn't really been under my radar, so I haven't really studied him as much. I only focused on him when Drizzo said, oh, Manifest has put a new album out, so check it out. Tell me what you think. He thinks it's pretty cool, so I should just give him my honest review. That was like a couple of weeks ago when the album came fresh. So yeah, basically that's it. I'll give him a 7 out of 10. Yeah. So I think Drizzo was saying,
okay,
he has the potential to do better.
I'm not saying he has the potential to do better.
Hey.
Like, he's Manifest. See, he's a rapper. He's a
when you copy people in exams.
When
you copy people in exams, and then you see, you end up getting A, then you get X. So anyway, I feel like my 7 over 10 for him is like, okay, Manifest, I know you. I've heard like 4 or 5 songs from your previous albums, and I feel, yeah, that was you. Like, that was rap.
Yeah.
Maybe my genre isn't necessarily rap, but there were 3 or 2 songs that gave me R&B or the genre that I really, really like.
That's why I'm saying, sir, I want to see him in this new light that he's trying to build up.
I think he's trying to show his versatility.
Exactly.
Okay.
With this particular album. Yeah, because if you listen to the previous albums, he was rapping. Like, having fun on the beat, experimenting on drums and all of that. But this particular project, you know, the structure of the entire album, you know, he's entering the African piece, Ankasa with, like,
there's a funny tweet from some time back when he and Takode were beefing.
Mm-hmm.
And the person said, when you listen to Manifest, it's for educated people, because Manifest speaks like sense, Ankasa.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, Manifest hasn't been on my radar, like I keep saying, I don't know him so well know, okay, he's strictly rap or he's branching into this, but this one, giving a little bit of rap, Afrobeat and whatnot, he's trying to be versatile,
he's trying to.
More grease is elbow. So 7 over 10 for me. Michael, take us home.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. I think you made a lot of valid points, actually. So for me as well, like, I'm not a huge rap like fan, but I think that with this album, he actually did a good job, and I really appreciate all the stuff that he spoke about in there, having his mom give a little, like, you know, audio and stuff. I generally give it a 9 out of 10, only because, like, I've not actually listened to an album or a rap album or a rap artist, I would say, and actually enjoyed, like, an entire bunch of songs actual album.
That's fair.
So, like, with this, like, it's, like, the flow of it, the arrangement, the versatility, once again, that you guys talked about, like, that's all a huge factor for me. So that's why I'm giving it a 9. But definitely, it's one of the best. I'm actually going to go ahead and replay it this whole week, and also share it to my friends. This way they can also, like, jam to it, of course. So thank you guys so much. Do you guys have any last remarks?
Cassandra. That's the word on Drizzle's machine. It says, a daughter of the Trojan King. I know this is really not related to it, but again, we've been saying, you can follow us on our social media pages, Afrobeats and Cheers. You can follow us on our personal social media pages as well, Drizzle Wise. As for Michael Dear, I think we need Michael Dear, we need a whole worship for him. So, and then mine is Ajwa _ ADJOAA _. So you can follow us, you can tell us what you think. If you've listened to the album already, how you feel, do you agree with our ratings? Do you think we could have done better? You know, like, it's interactive. So,
and how do you feel about our podcast?
You can tweet with us, you can send us snaps, listening to it, how you're vibing with it. Like, we might even send you freebies, phone cases, customized Afrobeats shirts.
Yes.
So just tell us whatever it is, and we'll get back to you. So once again, it's been lovely being your co-host. I know this was Michael's turn, but it's been lovely being your co-host.
Hold on. Adra is your Dior.
So like, yeah, thank you for tuning in to Afrobeat and Cheers. It's been a pleasure being in being in the passenger seat. So on our next episode we're going to be bringing and talking about someone pretty special, so stay tuned for that. Thank you.
I'll catch you off.
You explain to me why you got this deal.
It's actually for Silas. That you can't see that this is Bigfoot. This one, they're Sasquatch.
Bye, guys.
Are you high?
All right, ciao.